This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to a Shambhala Sun audio preview of our new September 2009 issue, which will be available on newsstands beginning at the end of July. Joining me, as always, to give the editor-in-chief's point of view on what's inside the magazine is Melvin McLeod. In this first installment, Melvin explains the issue's theme of Buddhist wisdom for difficult times and talks about what might be the most uproarious piece ever to appear in the magazine. So, Melvin, here we are talking about the new issue of the Shambhala Sun. In the magazine and on the website, there's been this recurring theme of what the Sun calls Buddhist wisdom for difficult times. And the new issue features Pema Chodron, Norman Fisher, and others on just that. Why is this subject so ripe for discussion and practice?
Well, these are difficult times, although in the end, aren't they all? Nonetheless, certainly the economic and political situations are scary for all of us, and of course, on top of that, we have all of our personal difficulties. So this is the theme that we've been talking about throughout the year, and now we have a specific issue devoted to that theme. In addition to which, we'll be producing in conjunction with Shambhala Publications an anthology on Buddhist wisdom for difficult times that will appear in the fall, and we're also sponsoring an urban retreat of practice and teachings in San Francisco on this theme. The point is that this is something that is always of concern and yet of particular concern, and after all, suffering is the first noble truth. Working with difficulty is the Buddhist specialty, and I think it brings a unique Buddhist practice and philosophy brings a unique perspective to bear on working with difficulty, and I would say personally, a unique effectiveness.
What are the specific pieces in this issue that deal with that theme?
We have four teachings in this issue on the theme of working with difficult times. The lead is, one of the finest pieces I've seen by one of American Buddhism's finest writers, Norman Fisher, which begins with a very personal and heartfelt discussion of the death of a close friend that sounds like really his lifelong best friend, and how that affected him and how he worked with that. And Norman then extends those principles out into how we can all work with all of the difficulties and senses of loss and groundlessness and anxiety in our own lives, and the general feelings of insecurity and loss in the society as a whole. A marvelous piece of both powerful personal honesty and effective insight and practice. Sylvia Borstein has a shorter piece, but I think a lovely one, based on her own meditation class that she teaches at Spirit Rock in the Bay Area, and a practice that they do in which people share with the other members of the class the people that they are worried about, the people that they care about and love, and the difficulties that they're experiencing, and how that helps the people in the class to recognize the common pain that is our lot as human beings. The Dzogchen Pungwap Rinpoche, one of the best younger generation Tibetan teachers on the North American scene, offers a Vajrayana teaching based on transforming our mistakes, our confusions, our ignorance into a path of awakening on an ongoing moment-by-moment basis. And the title of the piece is Erring and Erring, We Walk the Unerring Path. And the point is that no matter what mistakes or confusions arise in our life, if we're using them as the opportunity to work on the spot with our state of mind, then we're on the unmistaken path, even in the midst of all of our mistakes. And finally, a short teaching by Pema Chodron on the four particular ways that mindfulness meditation practice is helpful in helping us to work with difficult times.
On the other side of things, possibly, the September issue features what has to be the first occurrence of a variation of one of the infamous seven dirty words in a Shambhala Sun article's headline. Can you tell us just who Shozan Jack Hobner is and why you liked his piece, The Shitty Monk, so much?
The sad truth is that I find that the American Buddhist world is short on really great humorists. And Shozan Jack Hobner, whoever he may be, is, I think, the best. This is a pseudonym. He's written before for the Shambhala Sun. He's also had articles appear in Tricycle. And I think he is the genuinely the funniest voice in American Buddhism. And the Shitty Monk, I don't think I want to give away the plot here, but I would have to say, simply say, that this is the funniest piece we have ever published. I'll leave it at that. And we don't know who he is. All we really know about him is that he's clearly a serious Zen student, and a number of his stories take place at Zen retreat centers, and he lives somewhere in the United States. And in fact, he has a new post on Sunspace that you've put up recently.
That's correct. The piece on Sunspace is further indication of what a serious Zen student he is, and that he's not above any of us at all.
No, this is a man who clearly does not put himself on a pedestal. Far from it. I mean, you could say that in this case, he might have needed to be on a throne, but not a pedestal.
And we shall say no more. But we shall have lots more to say about our September 2009 issue in parts 2 and 3 of our Shambhala Sun audio preview of the magazine, which you can also listen to here on Sunspace. To subscribe to the Shambhala Sun and save half off, just click the subscribe link found at the top of any page on ShambhalaSun.com, or you can pick up a copy at your newsstand beginning at the end of July. And keep coming back to Sunspace and ShambhalaSun.com for content from the September issue, as well as the web-only exclusives and more that Melvin and I talked about here. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.